It's a sports comeback. Rescheduled fall seasons for high school athletes are kicking off this month in large parts of Washington and Oregon. That includes football, soccer, and cross country. State guidelines require student athletes to wear a face mask at all times in practice and in most competitions, and that caused some consternation in the low-risk, heavy breathing sport of cross-country running. Correspondent Tom Bonzi reports from Ellensburg how the coaches won a small concession.
Ellensburg High School cross-country coach Jeff Hashimoto wants you to know he's not a COVID-19 rebel.
I'm not anti-mask or anything like that. I really appreciate all the work that our public health officials have done, the governor.
But Hashimoto and fellow coaches in his conference had a conundrum. It's one that everyday runners and other athletes can probably relate to. When is it okay to pull down your face mask when exercising outdoors? And when should it stay up? Washington and Oregon have set a clear rule for high school runners, footballers, and soccer players in this pandemic season.
The State Department of Health guidelines say that all athletes should be masked at all times.
All right, we'll be back in a little bit.
Easy runs are fine, but Coach Hashimoto worries his young runners might pass out in high-intensity workouts and racing.
When you run with a mask, that mask gets soaked in condensation. It gets increasingly harder to run with. I've seen kids exhibiting labored breathing, you know, getting lightheaded, and I think it's a potentially dangerous situation.
Hashimoto, along with other Central Washington coaches and their state association, worked the phones, emailed, even wrote a letter directly to the governor to ask for a little leeway. At first, the State Department of Health defended its always-on mask guidance. Lacey Fehrenbach is the deputy health secretary. She said green-lighting more activities, like the resumption of school sports, required adding extra layers of protection in light of the ongoing high rates of COVID in the state and country.
We understand that it's an adjustment to learn to do your sports or physical activity wearing a mask. However, you know, I can say anecdotally, we've heard that this is going relatively well with the athletes. Most of the concerns that have been expressed to us have been from parents or coaches. The athletes themselves have done pretty well in adapting and adjusting to this change.
But then this week, Washington State updated its guidance for sports activities. Now, cross-country runners can pull down their masks once they begin a race. Gymnasts can remove their masks for routines that involve flips or blind landings, where a slip mask could be trouble. The Washington Interscholastic Activities Association says they were able to show in other states where these sports already finished their seasons, there were no documented cases of in-competition virus transmission. As soon as Washington made the change, the Oregon Association sent the revised policy to the Oregon Health Authority and Governor's Office to see if similar changes would be possible.
1.6 to go. We're ramping up into tempo. Nice job, girls.
Cross-country meets will still look different. Parents are supposed to watch from their cars. Staggered starts have replaced the traditional mass start, and runners are told not to cluster in tight packs.
Work through. Brianna and Sarah, work through. Let's go.
A few Washington high schools had threatened to boycott upcoming meets unless the rule about masks in competition was loosened. Ellensburg senior and boys cross-country captain Brighton Wilson says that was discussed at a recent team meeting. It's now, thankfully, off the table.
I have done some races with masks on, and it's definitely much harder, and I've had asthma kick in.
Fellow team captain Olivia Berthon Cook says she was reluctant to boycott over the mask issue.
I mean, it's definitely not what I imagined my senior season being, but I'll take what I can get at this point.
But then there's always something. Now the biggest hurdle to get to the starting line could be snow and frigid temps. I'm Tom Bonsi in Ellensburg.